Here at Roscoe's House of Chips, there are two types of people. The entertainer, who may say whatever they would like, and the entertainee, who may think whatever they would like. If any of the content in the following show offends you, then please...
go fuck yourself. Yourself.
Wow. There you go. There you go.
Oh, Jesus. If I was a guy for a day, all I would do was just, like, have my penis out and I'd windmill everywhere.
For the first time in forever, we figured out that Cody's gay.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that was so fucking awesome. I'm gonna go stuff my face with Pepperidge Farm. I'm gonna have to go gay.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Go!
I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why?
And welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips. Today,
hey,
we got Wade, of course.
Yes.
And Ellen with us.
Yes, welcome.
So,
well, I think Ellen might be end up being a permanent fixture at some point. You know,
I would hope so.
What do you think, Ellen? Do you think you want to be the female voice of Roscoe's House of Chips
and sit around with you fuckers all the time and fuck around? Yeah, I guess so. I think I could do that.
Day, right?
What?
Yeah, what would be different than any other fucking day, right?
Pretty much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, so I just want to mention one thing. Like, I've been sitting here, you know, a couple days practicing this crap, and I have this same shitty-ass microphone. What the fuck, Cody?
Well, you know, I just like to bang my mic on everything.
Apparently, like, this shit is, like, beat the fuck up.
On,
like,
the wall, on the couch.
Like, something, like, oh my god, like, somebody took a hammer to it. I mean, seriously.
Just, Used it as a hammer?
Maybe, what, I don't know, but it's like, thank you for this.
It's pretty ghetto.
Yeah. It's pretty ghetto mic.
Like, that's our operation we got going on. It's all ghetto.
Wait, hold on. Does she have the dented mic, the one that's dented in?
Yes.
Yeah.
I dent my mics in on purpose. That one's mine, bitch. By the way, I'm in Utah. Fuckers are up there in Washington.
Yes, Wade is in Utah. We're up here in good old Washington.
Yeah. What the hell is this, Wade? This is like...
Why the hell do you dent your fucking mics? Why are you breaking our shit, man?
Oh, I can't...
I'll tell the story, all right? Ever since I was a kid, I used to have a microphone that was like a really nice microphone in my room, and I used to play the guitar and sing and record myself. And I made a lot of, like, mixtapes for people. I made a lot of, you know, and I you know, hand out my mixtapes to girls and thinking that it might actually make girls like me, but not one of them ever called me.
That's not a surprise.
No, of course not. No.
That's no big surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
Here, baby, I have a mixtape for you.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's this fucking creepy guy that just keeps handing me all these mixtapes and shit, you know. But anyway, so, like... I dented the microphone, and it became, like, a good luck thing for me. And so, like, I always dent the top of my microphones now. I know it sounds stupid and kind of like a lame situation, but I always dent them.
Well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, whatever works for you, I just, you know, I just got to give Cody shit, you know, for giving, you know, me your mic. How dare he?
Well, I didn't fucking know.
Well, now you know.
I don't pay attention to Wade's shit.
Yeah, nobody does. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. You don't pay attention. That's what gets your ass in fucking trouble all the time, Cody.
Gets my ass in trouble?
Your ass is always in trouble.
Yeah, you don't fucking pay attention.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nope.
What'd you say?
Maybe.
I forget. What'd you say?
Maybe.
What? What was that?
Yeah, what?
What?
Huh? Oh. Why do I have a mic in my hand? What's going on?
Like, seriously, I swear to God, I could, like, walk in, like, into a room with you with no arm, and you'd be like...
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Like, not until, like, maybe, like, 10 years later would you be like, hey, what happened to your arm? by the way.
It's just...
Like, did that just fucking happen? Like
a nub. Just for 10 years.
Yeah, like, not even... like, hey...
Well,
hey, bro,
you know,
high five.
I don't have the greatest attention span.
So check this out, guys. Roscoe's is going to be making a pretty big move, I think. We're going to do the Utah invasion, right?
Yes.
Big old, we're all going down. Cody has decided that he wants to hang with family and and come with us. And
we're all going to Utah.
Well, I think Cody. I think Cody wants to go to Utah in order to have multiple wives. You think? Is that you think? That's
I think it is.
Is.
Do you well, know? Do you know there is a Candy Mountain in Utah? Maybe
there is
this
a Candy
is where
Mountain.
The Gauntlet is.
And as seen as such that I am the gauntlet of the Hydra who's been commanded to have 8 wives for each one of the gauntlet's cocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I got to start procuring
yeah.
wives.
Yeah, so I guess Utah's the best way to go.
You have to go to Candy Mountain first.
Yeah.
You have to go to County Mountain first.
Well, it's been a while since I've worshipped with the gauntlet.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you have to. Yeah.
I must commune with the gauntlet before I can procure my 8 wives.
Indeed, indeed.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, I
think we need to...
I usually don't get too political on this show. I really don't like to really discuss politics too much, but I have got something...
Well, hey, before we get into that, I think we owe it to our listeners to give at least some kind of explanation onto why it has been nearly 4 months since we've put out an episode.
Yeah, we better do that before we get into politics.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, it sounds like a wonderful idea.
You know, life is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you can plan, and you think you can say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go in this direction, and everything is going to be fine.
Oh, sure, yes.
And then all of a sudden, life is like, fuck you. No, we're going to go in this direction and then that direction and then this direction.
Exactly.
And it's like,
okay, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, like life happens.
Well, and here we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't that what it is, Cody? Isn't life what happens when you're busy making other plans?
Exactly, Wade.
True. Very true.
And so
I just wish life would calm the fuck down.
Right, but see, that's what happens is you... You know, and I'm gonna get into it a little bit with you. I'm gonna say, you know, Cody, since you started this podcast, and I've gone back and listened to a lot of our old shows and different things. You know, the person that you have changed, you've changed a lot. You know, you found your voice. You have found who you are and who you want to be. And you know, I applaud you for not letting anything stand in your way. And wanting to accomplish the things that you set out to do in your life, but next time you choose to make those choices, can you kindly make it so it doesn't fuck up everybody else's deal?
Yeah, Cody.
I will try my best. I will try my best.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Anyway.
Everything in life is a opportunity to learn, and trust me, in the last 4 months, I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
So that's
the whole entire point of living and growing is that you learn things. You
well,
know,
yeah.
And progress.
Cody, give me one thing. One thing that you know about yourself now that you didn't know about yourself 8 months ago.
I'm a bigger pussy than I thought I was.
Good to know.
I tried warning you. I tried saying, you know, I don't know if this world, you know, I think that this life is actually going to end up tearing you apart. Oh, no, wait, I got this. Oh, I think that at some point you're gonna kind of self-destruct a little bit. And you're like, no, I got this.
Yeah, well, you know, let's see, I guess another thing I've learned about myself. I'm a bit stubborn, maybe too stubborn, but...
Maybe that's why you can't, you know, fix people's mics. Cody.
We can't fix their mics.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've learned that I'm a very defensive person, too. Like, not egotistical, but, like, I try to do it my way before I try to do it anybody else's way. And that is not a life full of wisdom. That's just a life full of fucking pain and anger.
Well, no, you have to do it your way, Cody. But you have
I
to do
did it my way. Just fuck it.
Absolutely. There's the next parody. We're going to do I Did It My Way with Cody. Anyway.
Yes.
Indeed. You have to do it your way. It's your life. You know, and you know, one of the greatest things that you can end up being in your life is yourself. But the thing is if you look at people around you and you say, okay, this person is telling me that I know the decisions I have to make end up making in my life. If this person is looking at me and saying, hey, you could probably go about this a different route, I've been in your shoes before, you should probably listen to the people that are coming back from the same road you're heading down. Anyone else? Who gives a shit about the haters? Who gives a shit about people that fucking don't even know what the fuck they're talking about and they fucking just try to give you advice and they're fucking assholes? I'm talking about the people that have been on the road you are on and they are headed back your direction. They can tell you what the weather looks like in front of you.
Yes.
And when that person says, hey, Cody, you're heading down some fucked up roads and you're just keep walking on by, I'm not going to stop you, but I will be there to be like,
exactly.
Thank you. I fucking told you so, right, you asshole. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? That's what a best friend is. You are my best friend when it comes to my best male friend. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's what a best friend is for. A best friend looks you in the face and says straight up, I'm going to laugh my ass off when I see you hit the other end of this. I am not going to stop you from doing it. I am not going to stop you. I want to see what it looks like when you completely just jump off of that fucking cliff. After I said to you, you know, Cody, if you jump off of that cliff, I hurt myself when I did that. That was fucked up.
Yeah, but that cliff totally looks fun to jump off of.
Well, that's right. Well,
then you're like, oh, I broke my leg. Help me.
Well, you know, I really wanted to jump off that cliff. I mean, did Wade break his leg when he jumped off the cliff?
Well,
right.
Yeah. You know,
he did?
I mean,
Or did he not? Because if he did not, then of course I'm going to jump off the cliff too.
It may have been like a small ledge, but you know.
In a later date, we will probably get more elaborate into what we're talking about right now. But
absolutely.
Onward.
Later show, maybe. However, now can we go to politics?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I know. Got to bring it down. All right. The only reason why I want to go to politics is because I heard the most frightening thing the other day. I was in, by the way, I'm back to driving truck because I got fired from my job. So now I went back to driving trucks.
Yeah.
Which Cody's life has changed. Everybody's life has changed, which is great though. Change is a good thing, especially when the waters are stagnant.
Yes.
You know, you've got to know when the water becomes so stagnant that it's undrinkable anymore. And I think that's kind of where everybody got that the water was just too stagnant to drink, and I guess we had to move on.
Well, when the water smells like shit and rotten eggs, yeah, you know it's time to stop drinking that.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway,
well,
so I'm over in Denver, like near Denver, Colorado, and I'm in a truck stop type deal, and it, you know, Donald Trump comes on the TV.
The TV.
And he sits down the TV, and he says that he's talking about how Muslims need to register themselves, and how they pretty much need to wear a special badge that tells people that they're Muslim.
Whoa.
Heil
Hitler? Heil Trump?
But here's where it gets bad. There were motherfuckers applauding this, and I'm sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me? My grandfather fought against this in World War II.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, this is some scary fucking shit. What comes next? Cody, what comes next? Atheists?
Atheists, Jews.
Not
Japanese.
You know, guys, you gotta leave the poor Jewish people alone, for God's sake.
Pagans, Wiccans.
And the next thing is that why they're building all these FEMA camps?
What?
Are they building all these FEMA camps in order to fucking protect, quote unquote, the Muslims in America? I mean, this is scary shit, man. This is not conspiracy theory stuff, guys. This is real life. People want this guy in office, and he is saying shit like this. This is scary stuff to even think about. Yeah. We're heading down a road. If we have a person like that, a reactionary person that is it's totalitarianism.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he says that these people need to be watched and need to be persecuted or need to be. We are entering times that are some very scary dark fucking times if that's the case.
Well, yeah, the problem is that history always tends to repeat itself. You think people would learn.
The thing is that as educated people, we should be able to see that, you know, and I cannot believe that there are so many followers for this man because, my God, really?
Like, sure, he can run a business.
Read a history book, for God's sakes. You
he
know?
Probably hasn't.
Probably and, not. And
well, exactly. When you talk, how? Okay, Ellen, when you were in school, Cody, and you as well, did you guys learn about the Holocaust?
Yes.
Yeah.
And wasn't it one of the biggest things you learned about watching, like, Escape from Soviet War and fucking Anne Frank and all of this shit? And then you hear about that evil your whole life, and yet you can still support somebody who is saying the exact same thing?
Yeah, that is crazy.
People are idiots.
That is fucking
they are.
Scary.
It's very scary.
Well, the quintessential American is like Cody. And let me explain. All right. This is me stabbing you in the front, not the back.
Okay.
The quintessential American is like Cody. He tries everything else before he does the right thing.
Oh.
Fuck you, Wade.
Wow.
I thought you were going to give it to me gently. Damn.
No, never.
No,
you never give it to you, Cody.
That's not what friends do.
When it came to life 8 months ago, all you had felt was the tip of the dick. Now that life is just fucking the shit out of you. How does it feel?
Now it's all balls deep.
Life
yeah,
is
it kind of hurts.
It kind of hurts.
It's kind of painful. Like yeah. I don't think life used lube.
No, most definitely not. Life does not use lube.
Life doesn't even spit on that motherfucker. It
nope.
just fucks the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You just get used to it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like shake it off. You're like, ah, shake it off. Shake it off. Sorry.
Well, it just means that, you know, I'm going to have to train my asshole to spread larger.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, you can just, you know, go to the sex store. You got it. You know, there's people.
Get
ask them questions.
Get those training butt plugs.
Yeah. There you go.
From the tiny, tiny, tiny ones.
Yeah.
That just look like Wade's penis.
Yeah.
All the way up to, you know, my penis. Like, do you think my life what? Is bigger than my penis?
What?
No, it's not.
It's what? Not?
No.
No.
I got a pretty
no.
big penis.
You always get fucked.
That's all I'm saying.
There's 9 times out of 10. Now, let me tell you why you're getting fucked. And this is wisdom. This is wisdom in the fucking, in the purest form. Because 9 times out of 10, the person who ends up fucking us is ourselves. So really, the person fucking you usually is you. So the life that you're talking about that's fucking you is no bigger than your dick. So just remember that. If you just make, here's what I ended up becoming. I ended up becoming a giant asshole. And if you end up becoming a giant asshole, nothing hurts if it fucks you.
That is very true.
Oh wow. Like
you can shove mason jars,
ooh.
Light bulbs.
Oh my god. No,
all gerbils. The way up there. Gerbils.
I saw a Buzz Lightyear doll once. That was kind of
really.
Yeah.
Well, like, it'll go up in Wade's ass. Maybe well, that's where you saw it.
That, oh, maybe
Buzz Lightyear's two little feet just hanging out of Wade's
oh
asshole.
What would happen if you open the wings?
Nothing. His asshole's that big.
Okay, there you go.
If when he farts, it looks like Buzz Lightyear's flying.
Wow. Well,
that's global warming. That's actually what's causing global climate change is the fact that I am such a huge asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have found the cause, guys. Now we have found
yeah,
the cause.
All you guys got to do is get rid of my fat ass with global climate change. That's why the summer was so hot in Washington, because I spend all my time there.
Exactly.
Now that I'm gone, the weather's going to go back to normal.
Well, so why is it snowing in Utah right now?
Because I haven't stayed here. I've only been here for like fucking 6 hours. It stopped snowing since I got here.
There you go.
Fart. Just fart really big, Wade. Make all that snow disappear.
I don't fart anymore. When you become an asshole like me, all you do is literally break wind. Like you blow wind out the street.
It's like an old dying like cow or something.
No, it's like a cat coughing up a
furball,
Ellen.
Oh, Jesus. This explains your fascination with the bidet.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
I don't
know. With your asshole that big, you got to have something shooting into it to make it feel something.
Something, you know.
You got to clean the walls of the mine if you want, if you know.
To get all the gold?
Wow.
To get all the gold?
Wow.
You're fucking gross, Cody.
Only a little bit.
You know, friends like you, I don't need enemies.
Nope.
Do what?
With friends like you who needs enemies.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, as long as we can all laugh about it at the end.
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, yeah, you make it so easy to laugh, though.
Yeah.
You do make it so easy to laugh.
Well, that's kind of my purpose in life.
It's the story of the stuffy doll.
It is the story of the stuffy doll.
Ah, the stuffy doll. Not forever.
Oh.
Call back to episode number 31.
Are you a pincushion?
What's that?
Are you life's pincushion?
Me? Yeah.
You're like that tomato pincushion that all the moms had. Yeah, that's you. They're so cute, but you know.
You just stab them repeatedly over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, I have totally. Cody, I've totally missed doing this show. I've missed doing it.
Yeah.
Now that we're about 20 minutes in, yes.
Yeah.
I have missed doing the show, too.
Well, again, apologies, people.
So another thing is I got to tell you another story because I have had...
You've had some crazy shit happen to you on the road.
Yeah.
Like this
Before we move on to another story, do we want to finish the whole political conversation? Trump is bad. Don't vote for him. Good.
Well, yeah, there you go, people. Use your brains.
Here's how I finish the political conversation. Everybody, please vote for Bernie Sanders. For fuck's sake, please. He's the only halfway sane person on there. Thank you.
Yeah, Bernie
Sanders. Okay, I haven't been paying that much attention, but the only thing I know about Bernie Sanders is that he still flies coach.
Yeah, he's like...
That's about the only thing I know about Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, like, he walks to work and stuff, and he tries to live a normal life within his means. And he's...
And also another thing is he doesn't take money from corporations because he's a socialist. Mm-hmm. Let's get real. He's a socialist. But what's really cool is if you think about this, in 2000, when Kristen Anderson and I were talking about this, in 2016, we may actually see the Cold War revisited. And let me explain, okay? Donald Trump represents capitalism in its purest fucking form. Bernie Sanders represents socialism in its purest form. And those two are going to go head to head. We're actually going to see capitalists versus socialists.
Oh, my God.
Possibly next year. It is going to be so fucking mind-blowing to see exactly which turn this country is actually going to go. And we've tried the capitalism thing. Again, we're like Cody. We try everything until we do the right thing. And I am not necessarily a full-fledged socialist. I'm not a full-fledged socialist. I'm not crazy, like psycho left-wing. However, I'm so goddamn sick and tired of hearing about money, 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 money. I want to see something happen to our country where we give a shit about the people and their rights and care about, like, there's a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you. There's a pill that is cures hepatitis C, ladies and gentlemen. It cures hepatitis C, and that drug company, knowing they have the only cure, wants to charge $84,000 for 12 pills.
Wow.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. We're living in a country where you have to pay your mortgage. You have to sell your house. Oh. You got a choice. You either sell your house or you be sick.
With Hep C.
Wow.
Which is fucked.
With Hep C. That is fucked up. Why can't we need to stop thinking like that? We need to start thinking like, how can I make people? How can we heal people to make our lives better so that they can afford better things?
So what I'm hearing you say is that our society needs to actually move towards that Star Trek ideology of why don't we help our fellow man instead of fighting him?
Here we go.
What? No, that's exactly what I'm hearing. You believe in the Star Trek. You are definitely a Trekkie, and that you are trying to get to the Star Trek ideology of what life should be. I love it. No, I'm right there with you. I fucking love it.
Star Trek did not invent that type of ideology. It was Karl Marx, you fucking retard.
Ooh,
and actually, if you really want to get into it even further, the first actual communist government that was ever set forth in anywhere in the world that was an organized government was actually in Utah, and it was called the United Order. And it was a communist government. It really was. Everybody gave everything to the church, and then the church split it up
evenly
how they saw fit. Which usually meant that Brigham Young got most of everything and everybody else got fucked.
Including wives.
And that shows communism doesn't work.
No.
Well, communism will work as long as there's no absolute power involved. So, for instance,
if there's no greed.
You got to understand communism in its purest form. You have to take out leadership. You have to take out people as leadership. You have to have almost like a communistic republic in order for it to work. Meaning, there can't be any presidents. There can't be any government. There has to. The people itself is actually saying, "Well, this is what we want to dictate us. This is we want to. We live in a land of abundance. We live in a life of abundance, and we split that up. And everybody has to work for the common goal of that abundance."
Okay. Yeah.
But
like getting in a starship and exploring the galaxies.
Right. You're right. You know what? Fuck you, Cody. I'm so tired of your goddamn Star Trek references.
You know what? I haven't. I'm tired of your Star Trek references already.
I'm a Trekkie. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
It's okay. You have your deal. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
No. So I was actually. Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were still, beating up Cody with our words. Parade.
We just need to boldly go where no man or woman has gone before. That's what we need to do. That should be our goal.
Okay.
For all of society, is to boldly go where no man or woman has gone before.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
That means Roscoe's House of Chips needs to do a show at a prom in central Utah because all the girls there, nobody's ever gone there.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Are you sure all the girls? Wow. Are you sure all of the girls?
Okay, they lie about it all the time. That's the amazing thing about Utah girls is you think you're getting a virgin, you think you're getting innocence, and then it's like fucking throwing a hot dog down the hallway. What the fuck just happened here? Like, this is fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Do you know what?
Wait, she's a virgin and she wants me to put it in her butt?
What? Oh my goodness. Okay, not all women are like that down there, but you do get as you get women like that everywhere.
No, not all women are like that.
So many women are so like that. You know, you do have to understand that is like very much so what happens, especially in that area. But yeah,
they don't want it in the vag, they want it in the butt.
Yes, Cody. Everything is about the ass. My God.
You have to understand, Ellen, and Ellen might understand this a little more than you even, Cody, but yeah, you really have to understand where these people are coming from. Here you're told your entire life, okay? These people, they don't talk about sex. In fact, originally in the Mormon religion, you didn't learn about sex until your husband showed you. So, which is actually a terrifying concept. So they never talk about sex. They don't teach anything about it. They don't do anything. And so these people become curious, which is a natural curiosity of humanity.
Yeah.
And they end up going out and fucking just banging like 18 dudes, not knowing where the fucking, who's the baby daddy of the situation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it always seems that the more religious a girl is, like her family is, the fucking trampier she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think it all comes down to like that suppression, and having to suppress all of your human needs, and wants, and it's
for the greater good, which
it's just the fact that it's you have so much to rebel against, you have so much to fight against that it's like you just do the one thing they tell you not to do,
which is take a penis up the
butt. I love what you just said, Ellen. Ellen, I love what you just said when you said you have so much to rebel against. Children's natural recourse is to rebel against the powers in control, right? And that's how they try to find their individuality to begin with. They rebel against the things that hold them back. And some of these families, they create such strict structures that you can't make a move without rebelling.
Exactly.
And so it comes to the point where in order to find your individuality, you have to fucking be an asshole.
You know, and that's the thing is that, like, sometimes it even comes down to, like, you can't have a certain kind of soda, you know? And it's like, well, it gets really, really oppressive. And,
well, it
it's
isn't,
like,
isn't,
you know, oh, oops, I had a sip of a caffeinated beverage. I'm going to hell.
Well, and isn't all about your teenage years to be rebellious, too, anyways? Do you think that's what they're really trying to fight?
Is what the...
The rebellious
exactly.
teenage
and
years?
Well,
we've all dealt with teenagers before.
We've all been teenagers before.
We've all been teenagers before. We know how well that works.
Terrifying.
Oh, you can't do that. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And guess what? I'm going to jump off that cliff and break my leg. Fuck
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing, too, though. That's why I think it's such a great move to come down here to Utah, is because we are going to give them that rebellion. We are going to be the voice of the rebellion, Cody. You're going to be part of the rebellion, and the empire, we will watch it fall.
Into Star Wars.
Where's the Star Wars music right now?
Right, seriously.
A long, long time ago in a state far, far away. Boom, bitch.
Dum 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 dum. That was horrible. Sorry, guys.
No, that was like, yeah. Sorry.
Give 10% of your wages to me, or you shall burn in hell. Yeah.
Come hey, wait! Grab your black side. Apron. We're going to hell.
Okay. No temple talk.
Oh, sorry.
We have cookies.
We will not discuss.
Well, stop making a big deal about it. We'll let it slide by.
Well, no, I'm not discussing what goes on in the Mormon temple until we get down here, motherfucker. We need to have Utah fans in order for that to happen, in order to make a good impact. Come on, man.
It's true.
Okay. It's true. I'm sorry.
we're and you know what? You know what? At Roscoe's House of Chips, we're going to end up giving baptisms. We're going to go to the hot club.
What? This is news.
This kind of got a little culty. Wait, what the hell?
Well, we got to start a cult, man. God damn it. We got to rise these people out from the ashes and show them what life is all about.
I'm not really going to go with
that. If I remember correctly, the hot pots are actually called, the semen pods. So what you're saying is that we need to douse our fans in semen in order to baptize them for Roscoe's House of Chips.
Really?
That is not what I'm saying. But
I love the long pause.
Wow. My, how does anybody have anything to say to that? Mike.
Well, I'm trying to make a callback here. And, you know.
Yeah.
I get shat upon. But
you're always shat upon, my dear. Welcome to the world.
So that was not what you were saying. We don't need to baptize them in hot tubs full of semen.
No.
No. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I agree. It is disgusting. I'm not saying that that's what we need to do. I'm trying to clarify your words here because, you know, that it's really, really kind of hot. I mean, gross.
The whole idea of the semen pond, listen to me, guys. The whole idea of the semen pond, and I'm going to be real with all of you, and I'm sure that the people have fucked in them. I'm sure that there's somebody found a condom somewhere and blah, blah, blah. But you got to understand how a small town works. A small town works like somebody will find a condom 3 blocks from the fucking like hot pots, and all of a sudden, by 2 days later, it's in the newspaper that there's a condom floating in it with semen all over it, beer bottles, and a dead baby floating in the lower level.
My God. You know, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's just, everything is so blown out of proportion. It really is.
And I feel like also the important level would be that way, too. You know, like, oh, my God, there was condom, and then beer bottles, and then a dead baby.
It's blown out like the prom girls.
Yeah, you're so disgusting.
That's what you were saying earlier, man.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You said they were blown out like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh my.
but the way you say shit, Cody, sometimes is just nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking?
Yes.
Why is it nerve-wracking?
I don't know. Because it's just so brutal.
Because my whole job here is to elicit a response.
Yes.
And so, however I see that to be possible is the route that I'm going to take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if there's something that I can say that's going to make you go, what the fuck, I'm going to say it.
So if you're at a bar and somebody's going to punch you in the face, you're just going to egg them on? Like, you're just going to be like, hey, by the way, one more last poke so they can just punch you in the eye?
I tend to like to poke the bear, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's very unsafe thing to do. Especially if it's morning.
Especially if it's what?
Morning. Nobody likes morning. Unless you do, and that's cool, but I really do not like morning. Unless I'm coming up from the backside.
All right, changing the subject, we're going to Wade's little bad week he had working for Mason Trucking.
Okay, let's get into that, Wade.
Okay, so at first, I'm going to tell you right now, guys, anybody that truly knows me, and you guys can vouch for this, I am a skeptic on every fucking level.
Yes.
Like if somebody tells me that the grass is green, I have to have fucking proof. Am I lying, Ellen? You
no.
You know me the longest.
No. No. That is exactly how you are. You're very
okay,
skeptical.
So that being said, I rented a motel room out in Nebraska City, Iowa. First off, Nebraska City, Iowa, the name is just fucked up anyway.
I was about to say, how is there a Nebraska City in Iowa? Shouldn't there be a Nebraska City in Nebraska?
Well, it sits right on the border of Nebraska. But anyway, so I rent this room, and I'm fucking telling you guys, like, first off, they only charged me $10 more to get what they call a jacuzzi suite. And when I mean a jacuzzi suite, guys, like, literally in the middle of this room, there is a in the room itself, not the bathroom, in the room itself, there's a fucking hot tub. You can watch TV while you're taking a fucking bath. That's fucking awesome,
that
right?
That is so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So I get in the tub, and I fill it up, and I'm thinking, yes. And I
it's
going to
be so great to jerk off in this hot tub while watching TV.
Oh my god!
Yes.
I'm getting all prepped and ready for the water jet to come, and or like to get you know there, and
it'll
I go to turn
like
it on.
Just like my bidet, oh, put my butt right on it. Just like my bidet.
So you all go
right,
to turn
on. Anyway, so I go to turn the jets, nothing happens. So then I call the front desk, and the lady comes down there and checks, and she's like, "Oh yeah, it doesn't work." So I end up bitching, and I end up getting the room on a discount rate. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And anyway, in the end of the situation, like, after that happened, my phone would not dial out. I would make a phone call, and...
Yeah. This is your cellular phone?
Like, on my cell phone.
Yeah.
It would last, like, a minute, and then it would drop the call.
And then
my cell phone would only hold a charge for like 30 minutes. Like I would charge it to 100%, it would only hold a charge for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, and any phone calls that did come through there was crackly as hell.
Right, and then
yeah, we talked to you for a bit while you were calling from the phone in the room, and yeah, I swear, just to kind of lead your story a little bit here, it was crackly and jargly, but you could almost like hear voices in the background of it.
Yeah, it was really
weird. That was in the room phone itself. I had you guys call me on the phone in the room, and that's where I was headed. I'm like, wow, there's all this weird stuff, and nobody's, you know, like we just kind of blew it off, right, guys? We kind of blew this all off.
Yeah.
And then the cable started going out, and I like a couple light bulbs fucking blew, and the microwave. If you sit there and stared at the microwave, it would cook your food for 2 minutes. But if you fucking turned your back at all, it'd go ding.
Oh, shit.
What the f?
That's, and I was like, what the fuck, man? So
seriously.
I was just completely like, okay, whatever. But the second day I was there, I started seeing like these weird, like fucking black shadows, like out of the corner of my eye. So like I'd be laying on the bed and out of my left eye by the door, I'd see like a black shadow. I'd turn my head, nothing would be there, you know? So I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah,
you know, what the fuck is going on?
That is
really
creepy.
And finally, that night, my cable went out, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just lay down and go to sleep. Well, it's 7:30 at night. Well, I slept for like an hour, guys, hour and a half. And
okay.
I kind of turned over, and I fucking looked at the bathroom when I turned over and I saw like a human thigh, like a thigh, like up the side of a leg in the doorway of the bathroom. And then when I opened my eyes all the way, there was a fucking naked dude, fucking full frontal apparition standing right there in the fucking bathroom. And when I went running into the bathroom, there was nothing fucking there. I was going to kick this dude's ass, you know?
Yeah.
There was nothing fucking there. So I packed my fucking shit, and I just went out in my truck. And it was like, I called Christine, and I was just like fucking crying and freaking out. I had the shakes real bad, and fucking the lady at the front counter probably thought I had fucking, that I was on meth or something.
Ghost boners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, was it that detailed that you actually knew that the ghost was naked?
He saw a ghost boner.
You could see it. I didn't see the boner. There was no boner, but you could see that there was like a dong, you know?
Okay.
Flaccid okay. Ghost dong.
All right. So flat. Yeah, so it was but, like...
You know,
okay, so you know the scene from Ghostbusters where Dan Aykroyd gets that blowjob from the ghost? Do you think that if you had not woken up, it would have been you laying on your stomach with the sheets being pulled down
and then
being... slammed into the bed by a ghost boner.
Oh my god. That would have been even more terrible. That's why he bailed, man. He's like, I am not getting ghost boned tonight.
I didn't want to get raped by the ghost, motherfucker.
Ghost rape.
Ghost rape counts too.
Your Honor, the reason I flipped out and went running down the fucking hallway waking everybody up and shit, you know, was because I was getting fucked in the ass by a ghost.
And there's evidence. Yeah. My asshole is bleeding.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Because his dick was right. Much bigger than mine. So.
My dick is bigger than mine.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, okay.
So it obviously scared the shit out of you.
Yeah. So you went out back to your truck, you know, because it freaked you out. But didn't you, you went to call Christine and you didn't have your phone, didn't you? And didn't you have
no,
to go back
I
in?
I had to go back in because I forgot my debit card.
Oh.
Because it was a smash and grab.
So I fucking go back in, and the lady behind the counter, like, I was like, I got to get back to my room for the debit card. And she could tell I was, like, fucking freaked out. She probably thought I was on meth. But the idea really is I really genuinely had that look on my face as if I was somebody that just saw a ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had the shakes and I was like, I was flipped the fuck out, man.
Hey, like.
It was crazy.
So yeah, did you actually go back into the room?
I did. I went back in the room and it was just, I was shaking the entire time I was there. I know that lady was like flipped the fuck out, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy stuff, man.
See, I would have, sorry.
Do you know, it would be really cool if we actually could get a hold of that lady and see if that actually happens quite a bit, you know, in that hotel.
Exactly. That was going to
well,
be...
Well, I will tell you this. The lady behind the counter may have thought that I was on meth.
Yeah.
But I know that she was on meth.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
okay.
This dude's as high as I am.
She like, had no fucking teeth. Like, she just had that fucking, like, sunk-back Skeletor fucking look, you know?
Oh, hey, just because somebody doesn't have all their teeth does not mean that they, you know, are doing meth. They could have, like, bad genes or something.
It sounds like he's okay, describing that chick from Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, that is exactly what she looked like, the whore from fucking Breaking Bad. She looked a lot like her. She was obviously on fucking meth, dude.
Oh.
By the way, goddamn, what a great show Breaking Bad is. And that yes. Goddamn, that whore, the way they fucking did her makeup, she looks like she has to be just some fucking meth head they pulled off the street. Like, she looks so, like, they did such a great job on her. She looks like the quintessential fucking crack whore. Like, it's just, oh my god, it's crazy.
Oh my god, yeah.
They just did a fucking great job with that show all around. I mean, it's the fact that Bryan Cranston, 4 out of 5 years, won the fucking Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Drama Series because of that show.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that speaks volumes.
I mean, it's a really good show. It's very interesting. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, Game of Thrones and...
Oh, don't get me started on Game of Thrones. Don't get
like, me started on Game of Thrones. Those shows that just make you mad. You know, you're just like, ugh.
On purpose. Yeah. You motherfuckers, how could you just leave us here?
Right? Like,
to go back to our political fucking conversation and what we were saying, like, you know, the idea that this chemistry teacher becomes a goddamn, like in order to make sure that his family has enough money, he ends up making meth. I mean,
he becomes a meth kingpin.
Right, exactly. And so just like we were talking about with that one drug that cost $84,000, it would drive people to madness.
Yeah.
That disease, I mean, you're it's like they're dangling that carrot of you being healed as long as you can come up with this amount of money. And that's what he did. Like, he took himself and he did what he thought was going to be right for his family because of our system. Our system made Heisenberg.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah. You know,
when you're seeing him write checks for one session of chemo of $1,900.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
For one session, it's ridiculous.
And they were saying,
what else could you do? Yeah, I'm a teacher. Yeah. I make so much money as a teacher.
Well, I know you haven't seen the whole show, but if he had taken the opportunities that were presented to him, getting the job or getting Elliot and Gretchen to actually pay for his treatment, there wouldn't be a show.
Exactly.
But, you know, in a real life situation, you know, it's hard to look that gift horse in the mouth to say, we have tons of money. We will pay for your treatment so that, you know, your family's not in debt. But see, that's the other flip side of it too, is he wanted to make sure, like, he had an exact amount of money so that his family, if he did die, could live on past that.
Exactly. That's
well, and this is, and Cody, you're the Heisenberg of Roscoe's, because would be that guy that made the, you would be that guy that would, that made the horrible decision of, yeah, I'll cook meth rather than have you pay for my treatment. Like,
yeah, yeah, like, I probably would.
Exactly what you would do. What?
I think that's just like the man way, and I don't mean to like be, you know, sexist or anything, but it's really hard, I believe, for anybody, and men especially, to ask for that, you know, because it's like their purpose and their drive sometimes is, you know, their family and taking care of them. And so just resorting to however they can take care of them and not have somebody, like, relying on somebody else. I mean, you can be stubborn, but damn.
Yeah. Like, there definitely is that. That sense of this is my family. I need to be able to take care of them in any way that I can take care of them. And I'm a chemistry teacher. I know how to make meth, like, fucking 99% pure meth that'll just fucking get everybody higher than shit. It's just highly illegal, and I've had to do some very questionable things in order for make that to happen. But at the end of it, everybody's got to be taken care of.
And I have cancer and bang anyways.
And also, I got to tell you, Ellen, you're right, because I'm the type of guy, and you know me again, you know me the longest, so you can vouch for this. I do not ask for help. I do not ask for people to. So, you know what, I probably would be more apt to do something like that, because if I can't take care of the people around me, I feel inferior. I am one of those people that I have to have people I'm taking care of.
Yeah.
It's the way I'm wired.
Yeah, you know, and life happens and situations happen, and all that's good. But, you know, it's just that man drive, and I think that's why it's such a good show, is because men can relate to it, you know. They can be like, yeah, if I had cancer, fuck it, why not? You know,
I'm
it's
making
like,
$43,000 a year in payment, treatment is $90,000 out of pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah, more than twice what I make in a year.
It's like being 70 and doing heroin. Like, fuck it. What the fuck? Like, why not? Like, I am 70. Right, what the hell else am I going to do?
we're forgetting the most depressing part of that entire show, and that is the fact he lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
That town is a fucking shithole.
I've never been to Albuquerque.
I mean, I would rather live in Kansas. Like, it's fucking like, oh my God, fucking Albuquerque, New Mexico, like, It's like God bent down, took a shit on the earth, and called it Albuquerque. Oh, God, it's bad.
So in this scenario, Albuquerque is your anthill, and your God shitting all over it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. The fans don't know about my anthill. Go ahead, Cody. Explain my anthill.
I thought we did explain this on the show.
I thought we did explain this. I thought we had that conversation.
No, we never had this conversation. We have never had this conversation.
Oh, my God. The anthill.
Okay, so there is an anthill on, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Highway 299?
No, Highway 50 in Nevada.
Highway 50. Okay. Loneliest highway in the world.
In Nevada. That one day, Wade, while driving a truck, had to stop to take a shit.
Yes.
Well, he hops out of the truck and he sees this anthill. And he's like, I bet I can shit on that. Why? Because I can. So he shits on the anthill.
All right.
And he then takes off, comes back, has to shit again in the same spot. So he hops out, looks at the anthill. Anthill is a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Right. Maybe my asshole...
And the poop is maybe gone.
is providing sustenance to these ants.
In the
and they're thriving
of the
off of it. I'm going to shit on the anthill again. So he keeps doing this and doing this and doing this until the point where it's about 3 feet tall.
3 foot tall.
And 3 years later, this anthill is 3 feet tall. And there are no other anthills in the entire area. They have all conglomerated to this one anthill. And I am, like, providing sustenance for millions and millions of ants over the winter. Like, I've realized that I am essentially their god.
Yeah.
I am providing them abundance so that they can live in abundance.
All hail the poop god.
Now, did you ever name the anthill? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you should call it Albuquerque.
You know what?
Really?
I am definitely going to call it Albuquerque. My God, that's it. I've been wanting to know what the name is. I'm calling it Albuquerque.
It is Albuquerque. Yep. Albuquerque Anthill.
The city built on ships.
At some point, Cody, if you ever decide to take a ride with me or whatever you decide to do, we will both stop out across the city.
You can tag team shit them. You can be like both gods. You can,
oh.
you can, there can
be
gods. Demigods.
Yes. Wade on one side, and myself on the other.
Yeah. Oh, that's just. Oh, my God. Are you having massive amounts of Taco Bell before you go?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Well, shit like the human centipede. You can shit in my mouth, and then I'll shit on the anthill.
Oh, dude. What? No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's so gross.
Oh, God.
I think I took that one a little bit too far.
Yeah, that was a little...
That's not the type of response I was hoping to elicit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to continue with that experiment. I actually drove by that exact same anthill. It is now substantially smaller,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to continue with that social experiment because I see it as a great science experiment and a sociological experiment. Here you have a group of ants that are at war with each other, and that's what I'm saying. So just like the world that we live in now, you have all these ants that are at war with each other, fighting over the twigs and giggleberries out there and all that bullshit.
The twigs and giggleberries.
And they're fighting for that substance, and I've seen ant wars. They are fucking brutal. Dude, ants are fucking brutal.
Oh, yes.
But here I supplied them with abundance.
Enough for them all to join together.
And that abundance allowed them to join together. I mean, tell me how awesome that idea is then.
Okay. I know this kind of sounds like weird and sadistic, but like, what if you do this experiment for a while? And then you do this is evil, I'm sorry, but you do the molten lava dip thing, or where they pour the iron into, I know, this is aluminum? The aluminum, yeah, and you do the aluminum, and then what if you got, like, a small enough camera that you could actually go through there and see the inside of it from that aluminum
cast? Because I don't want to see big piles of my shit that's, like, 10 months old hidden in these little caverns.
That's true.
But what if they,
where did the ants get corn from?
What if they have drawn a picture of your ass somewhere? There's a portrait somewhere of your ass.
There's just a huge chamber.
Like
with a hairy ass.
Hairy ass, like the light is coming off of it, so it looks godly.
What was this show?
It's
back
a hairy
in the 90s
ass on a crucifix.
there is a show back in the 90s called The Outer Limits, and there was actually something very similar to what you're talking about.
Okay.
This guy had these alien ants. He had two alien ant farms. Do not start singing, Ellen.
Okay.
He had two alien ant farms, and because he was supplying them with sustenance, these ants started getting bigger, and they started building like sculptures in the sand of his face in effigy. Like he became their god, and then eventually these ants started battling each other, and then when the ants started battling each other, they realized that that they needed to sacrifice their god, and they ended up eating him in the end. But anyway,
wow,
it was completely fucked up. But the idea is when you said that, it completely took me back and reminded me of that that alien ant farm episode of Outer Limits.
Wow.
Now you can sing, Ellen.
I don't know.
You don't know.
No,
don't know alien ant farm.
No, not at all.
You don't know alien ant farm.
If I listen to it, probably. Like oh, that one.
Yeah,
oh,
they covered
Smooth
Criminal.
Oh my god, they are amazing.
Yeah, which I actually like that version of Smooth Criminal better than Michael Jackson's.
Me too.
Just
saying. So do I. I hate Michael Jackson. I'm gonna be the guy that actually admits that he does not like Michael Jackson.
Do you know what? To be perfectly honest, and you know that's. When I was growing up, Michael Jackson really scared me because his nose was scary, and then he was like dangling his baby out of a balcony, and it was freaky to me. So he like terrified me. He was like something out of a nightmare for me. It was just I don't know. His music was good,
but
well, his face was terrifying.
Well, you have to know something though. One of the first videos I ever showed you of his was Thriller.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you were frightened. You saw that Michael Jackson, and then you saw the white Michael Jackson, and you're like, how the fuck? He went from Michael Jackson to a zombie to a white guy? What the fuck?
Like, I don't understand. Is this what happens? Oh my god.
See, Michael Jackson as a person, I don't like. Michael Jackson as an artist, yes, I do like his songs. Not all of them, but you can't go wrong with some Billie Jean.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl. This is that I am the one.
Woo!
Sorry. I could go on.
Bad is good. Wow, sorry. Having a total brain fart.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got a number of good songs.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, almost.
As an artist, I like and appreciate him. As a pedophile? No.
Oh my god.
He was alleged. We can't call him a pedophile. We have to say alleged. Remember the politically correct bullshit.
Alleged pedophile.
I'm
sorry, in my book he would still have a spot on Pedophile Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Pedophile Island.
Well, you know what place I think, and Cody, you're probably going to think that I am an asshole for saying this, and there are going to be many people that probably hate me for saying what I'm going to say.
Well, usually everything that comes out of your mouth I hate, so doesn't change the fact. Go ahead.
So my the reason I don't support Disneyland is because to me it was always a little creepy having this old man sit there and say, I'm going to build a place so kids can come. And he had this like little room. He used to sit there and watch kids like run up and down the street and play at the playground. And
do you think that was his way of maybe coping with like pedophilia?
It was above the fire department.
Do you think he like stole kids and then like
creepy.
Just sent them down the fire pole?
Okay, guys,
you're
we can't talk bad about
Ellen.
Disney.
Sorry.
Disney owns everything.
Sorry, Disney is like, yeah.
Disney is Big Brother now. They own everything. We can't talk bad about Disney if we talk bad
they
about
even
Disney.
They own Star Wars,
die.
Man. They own fucking. Oh, speaking of Star Wars, next fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Next week, Star Wars is coming out.
Yeah. The Force Awakens.
And I'm going to be out on the fucking road. Like, I'm going to be out on the road, and and I want to give people. So we have to, and promise me, Cody, you will not go see Star Wars until I am up there in Washington.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. I'm sorry. I love Star Trek. I am a huge Trekkie, but it's The Force Awakens, directed by J.J. Abrams, fucking Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher.
Aren't you going to be up here when it opens anyway?
No, it's coming out 1 week from today. Not to date the show.
Oh,
but
okay.
It is the 11th that comes out on the 18th, and I am so excited. Because look at what J.J. Abrams did with Star Trek. He fucking rejuvenated the whole fucking thing. So I know that he's going to do the exact same thing with Star Wars, and it looks fucking amazing.
You and I have been planning this. You and I have been planning this for how many years? Like, you and I have been planning. From the second we said it, we said we were going to go do this together. And now you're sitting there saying, I can't do it.
An asshole. Shut up. All right, I'll fucking wait for you. God damn it.
Aww.
It'll still be
because here's the deal. We have to watch it together. Otherwise, it'll be like that show that you and Dave did when we actually do the show afterwards. Because I was going to say, let's do a post-Star Wars show. And I don't want it to be like that contrived show where you and Dave were excited and then you guys didn't hit record.
No, we hit record. We just had the wrong settings.
Oh.
And so the only thing that was being recorded was through the mic on the laptop itself.
I would love for us to go to Star Wars together and then directly afterwards and we say nothing on the car ride home. Absolutely nothing. We just go and we say nothing about the show. We don't even talk because you and I will start talking and then we're going to talk about Star Wars. So we just say nothing to each other. We go, we crack a mic. So we set up the equipment before we go.
Yep.
And then we get home and we instantly turn everything on and that's when we start talking. I think that is like the correct course of action here. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I'm probably going to have to take notes, to be honest with you.
We all walk into the movie theater with pens and papers. Oh, hold on, we're just taking notes. No, this is fair.
Well, you know.
They'll kick us out for suspicious behavior.
per a conversation I was having earlier today, my retention is not that great. Like, actually, just saw The Night Before yesterday.
Yes.
And I remember parts of it, but I don't remember everything.
No, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Good movie, most definitely. Especially if you like Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And James Franco.
Oh my gosh,
that might have been a spoiler.
Was it as good as Snowpiercer?
It was better than Snowpiercer because Snowpiercer isn't the greatest movie in the fucking world. It's just a good movie.
Oh, fuck you! You said it was fucking awesome. Like,
it is fucking
is
cool.
You and I had Roscoe's is over a year old now.
Yes,
and
it is.
And I was on the show in January. In January, I've been on the show for a year. And I'm going to tell you right now, we've had this discussion for a year. Snowpiercer, you were like, oh, it's a great show. Fuck that show.
It is a great show. It's a good movie. And again, you're not listening to me. I did not say it's the greatest movie ever fucking made. I said it's a good movie to watch.
It's the greatest movie in the whole world. What?
Have you seen Snowpiercer?
No.
Okay, we will watch Snowpiercer, and then next week we will get your opinion.
Oh, great.
Okay, you know what? Let's do that. Ellen, your homework for this week is to watch Snowpiercer.
Oh, great. This better be a halfway decent movie.
It is a good movie.
Okay.
Where do they shit, Cody? Where the fuck do they shit?
Somewhere where they didn't show you.
No, fuck you. Where do they shit?
They didn't show you.
Okay.
It's got a doctor in it.
Okay. If you put that in your mind, put that one sentence.
Whoa. No. You can't have her go in with preconceived notions of the fucking movie. She needs to be clean.
What fucking Wade Ebert?
exactly.
What, can't take the movie virgin?
You can't take the movie vagina? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, the movie vagina, where all movies are born. Oh my God.
It's where Steven Spielberg came from and J.J. Abrams. They were all born and pushed out of the movie vagina.
Mm, yep. All hail the movie vagina.
So, hey, we are actually at an hour.
Yeah. We are.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
I think... We should, you know, wrap it up here.
It's been great, guys, and I'm real happy to talk to you guys and get the show on the road again. And And I'm real happy and excited. We've got a lot of fans here in Utah, and all of them are excited to come and see us and stuff. And I think it's going to be so great.
Oh, absolutely. So, I think that, you know, I hopefully that we haven't lost too much of our fan base.
No.
But I know the ones that will listen to the show and be happy for our return got a good show. So,
yeah.
And I
you know
the ones,
thank you to those
and
fans.
I know the ones that are, and I know the ones that are going to still be listening to this show not happy for our return.
Hey, you know what? People can do what they want and feel how they want. We can't change that.
Nope.
All we can do is offend away.
Exactly.
I'm going to end it like this, bitches. I'm going to end it like this. I am whatever you say I am.
Yep.
Very nice.
So, thank you guys for your patience and sticking with us. Shit's been crazy, but we are back in it, and it is going to fucking roll from now on.
Hell yeah.
So, thank you, Wade. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cody.
And thank you to the Rusconians.
Most definitely.
Bye-bye. That's why they girls are so shady.